Hello and welcome to the weekly FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. Here at FGM TV, we focus on programs and news that illuminate the truth of Falun Gong, which is also known as Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa is a traditional Chinese spiritual discipline that includes exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on Zhen Shan Ren, being true, good, and enduring, which is also translated as truth, compassion, and tolerance. The practice began in China in 1992 and quickly spread by word of mouth throughout the country. In 1998, a government survey concluded that the number of practitioners exceeded membership in the Communist Party. 1 year later, dictator Jiang Zemin began a brutal persecution that violates not only the Chinese constitution, but also international treaties signed by China. Our top story this week, former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin faces criminal charges in Belgium. A lawsuit charging former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin has been filed in Belgium by practitioners of Falun Gong and their lawyer, Mr. Georges-Henri Bautier. Jiang and two of his senior aides are charged with genocide, torture, and crimes against humanity. After handing the suit to prosecutors, Mr. Bautier and a number of plaintiffs held a press conference inside the Brussels Justice Palace. Mr. Bautier told the media that Jiang is guilty not only of trying to destroy Falun Gong practitioners, but also to destroy their convictions. "We think we have a very strong file," he said, "otherwise we would not proceed with the case." Mr. Bautier is an international human rights lawyer, well known for his role in bringing charges against former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. He also brought the first successful case under Belgium's human rights law against two individuals for their roles in the Rwandan genocide of 1994. Among the plaintiffs was 40-year-old Jane Dai. Her husband was tortured to death in China because he practiced Falun Gong. Ms. Dai told the press, "I love China, and I love the people there, but this killing must be stopped." The Belgian lawsuit is the 11th international lawsuit in 8 countries to emerge in the past 2 years against high-ranking Chinese officials or government bodies for their roles in persecuting Falun Gong. The rescued Charles Lee Van Tour reaches Denver, Colorado. Several groups of American Falun Gong practitioners are driving through the USA to raise awareness of the fact that an American practitioner from Menlo, California, Dr. Charles Lee, is illegally imprisoned in China and is being tortured by prison guards there. One van left San Francisco on August the 13th and recently reached Denver, Colorado. On the way, they've collected signatures on a petition that will be presented to the U.S. government to encourage more efforts to rescue Dr. Lee.
Lehman, 还有 Burlington, Kobe, Salina, 然后在 Topeka 还有 Conference.
Force-feeding claims another life in China. Authorities in China are using barbaric means to try to force people to give up their belief in Falun Gong and to say they will no longer lead their lives according to truth, compassion, and tolerance. The Falun Dafa Information Center in New York recently advised that after being abducted multiple times and abused by local police for his practice of Falun Gong, Mr. Shui-Wen Zhang, a 56-year-old farmer from Heilongjiang province, was subjected to force-feeding with boiling water. Emaciated and unable to stand on his own, he died in a Chinese prison on August the 8th, 2003. Mr. Zhang's death was confirmed in a phone interview with the New York Falun Dafa Information Center by Wang Yufeng, chief of the Hulan County Detention Center. Chief Wang is known to be responsible for this crime. Force-feeding is the cause of more than 10% of the 774 confirmed deaths of Falun Gong practitioners. A Yokohama photo exhibit. In mid-August 2003, the people of Yokohama, Japan were given the opportunity to view a pictorial history of the peaceful journey of Falun Dafa. The exhibition included pictures of the first lectures that the founder of Falun Dafa, Mr. Li Hongzhi, gave in China. Thousands of practitioners would form the Chinese characters for truth, compassion, and tolerance at some of the large-scale exercise exhibitions and gatherings in China. There are photos of families studying and exercising together, and more recently, coverage of worldwide appeals and candlelight vigils to end the persecution in China. For many people, these exhibitions have been an introduction and an encouragement to try the exercises and to read the teachings that have brought health and happiness to more than 100 million in 60 countries. This collection of photographs and others like it have been exhibited throughout Japan, Australia, Canada, Europe, and the USA. Thanks for watching the FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. See you next week.